Sports Day for Kia. The all-new Kia Sorento has landed. Lumo Energy SA. Energy from an Australian-owned company, that's Lumo SA. And OTR. Get Moe's traditional dog every day for $3 at OTR.
Hey, good evening. The grand final only 24 hours away. Cannot wait. Thanks to Car Sales. We love cars. Car Sales are car sales every minute on Car Sales. Who's your tip? This is a hard one. It's a welcome, a man filling in the big boots of Malcolm Blight, Kenneth George Cunningham. Cage, how are you?
I'm fantastic, Wilge. Lovely to be with you once again on the eve of the big one, old son.
I'm a bit worried about...
What are you worried about?
What about the weather?
Well, it's not going to be...
And normally I don't worry about the weather in a game of footy, but up there it can be slippery, it can be wet. It's a night game. Storms are forecast.
Are they really?
Storms are forecast and a big likelihood it might be wet. So, in fact, we might even go to the weather forecast, get the latest, just to see what's going to happen tomorrow night.
So it's looking like there's a pretty good chance of it being a wet grand final. Looking at about a 60% chance of having some showers at some point during the game. Probably less likely to see any thunderstorms, though. Thunderstorms are likely to form inland of Brisbane tomorrow. Chance of thunderstorms in the region of the Gabba during the grand final, but more likely just to see showers during game time tomorrow.
Just showers.
Well, that
spoils it straight away.
There goes the spectacle out the door at 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, and it does suit Richmond. Geelong are the best at retaining possession, aren't they? They do it so well.
They do.
They are great kicking side, little dinky kicks.
Richmond like it on the ground.
Get on the ground, we'll fight and scrap, and that's why I believe Richmond will win. I've been all year, Ken, thinking they're the best side, yet they started so badly, but they had the COVID thing coming out of Melbourne in the hub. I think the hub's actually united them and Geelong. You know, everyone thought how well the Victorian sides get it. Even you've taken
I've been critical of them over the years, yeah.
You can't just say Richmond have had their last seven games at the MCG now.
Which we said for about 35 years.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I'm going for the Cats. I think the Cats can get over the line, Wills.
Is that more from the heart or the head or what?
No, from the heart. Gary Abbott Jr., an out-and-out
You're on the fairy tale story.
Well, I love fairy tales. Yeah. I grew up on fairy tales. And then you've got Dangerfield, who said many times that his career won't be finalised or done correctly if he doesn't win a premiership. So, and Harry Taylor might be playing his last game. So I'd love to see Abbott Jr. go out on a high note.
Two of the greatest players I think you could say in the history of the game are playing tomorrow. I think it's fair now to say Martin and Dangerfield, given the body of work they've done.
Oh, no doubt.
Dangerfield, 8-time All-Australian, won a Brownlow, runner-up in Brownlow.
I think he's the best player at this moment in the comp.
It's hard to split him, isn't it? Because Martin's been
him.
So
I've,
good.
No, I've split him.
You're not weighing in on Martin's grand finals?
Oh, yeah. He's a champion, no question. But
so you'd pick Dangerfield if
I love the way he explodes out of the centre, kicks long, crashes a pack. He's fearless.
They've both got different strengths.
They have.
I think Dangerfield's a far better overhead mark. He can take a big pack mark, whereas Martin likes to body him.
Weaving.
Martin's a better kick. He's just unbelievable. Correct. He's uncanny. He reminds me of Darren Jarman. Can hit a target from anywhere. Dangerfield's more explosive
in terms of
bang, in and out. And
love it.
They play different sort of games. Wonderful players.
Tomorrow night, yes, bring it on.
But you don't want to make the mistake of just relying on either of them.
Well, they won't win it off their own boot. They'll have an enormous influence, but it's going to take a team effort to win the grand final, no doubt about
Richmond
that.
Richmond supporters, they must be really, really happy. You think? I led the chorus for Dimmer to go 4 or 5 years ago.
And you were wrong.
He'd been there for 8 years.
You were wrong, Will.
You were with me, though.
Yeah, I was.
But isn't it, you know, to Brendan Gale, what about the comment Brendan Gale, was it in 2012, he said by 2020... We hope as a club to win 3 premierships, have 75,000 members. Now they've got 100 now.
Yeah.
And if they win another premiership, everyone would have laughed at them. They were bottom.
If they win tomorrow, surely that's a dynasty.
They are a great side. Did you hear Chris Scott mention the other two, now, Geelong and Hawthorn?
Yeah, Chris shouldn't
be.
A
bit silly.
That. Well, it just leaves the door open, doesn't it? You don't need to say it. Why would you say it? Well, it's obvious that if they win tomorrow, it's a dynasty, without a shadow of a doubt. No doubt.
Okay, let's go to Craig. Craig wants to have his say. Hello, Craig.
Hello, KG. How are you? Who do you think will coach Westies now Michael Godden's reserves coach at the Crows?
I know who I'd pick to coach West Adelaide.
Who'd that be?
I would go for Brad Gotch. Who got South Adelaide into a final series.
Is he still in Adelaide?
He's in Adelaide, and I don't know whether he's put up his hand, But if I was West Adelaide and I love my Bloods, Craig, I'd be going at Brad Gotch at 100 miles an hour, because I spoke to some of the South players during his tenure as coach and they were big raps for him. That's who I'd go for.
Thanks, Craig. I heard from a very good source from Central District.
You've got your contacts, haven't you?
Jeff Andrews, you know, got sacked after 1 year.
Yeah, why?
Well, and that's exactly the question I asked, because I've spoken to Jeff a couple of times.
Yeah, but more importantly, what answer did you get?
The answer was there could have been a lot of players leaving, up to a dozen players leaving had he gone on. So they had to make a fairly drastic call. Now, this is from someone I trust. I really do trust. They've been involved with the club for a long while. And that's exactly the question. Well, I said, how can he go?
Well, the head side beat
the last game
of the year.
Yeah, often that happens when you know you're going to finish top regardless. Gee. But that's a big call, a 1 year into three. But I believe too, given the COVID restrictions, the contracts aren't watertight like would have been had it been a normal year.
Right.
You know, given the club's
but
finances,
they had to pay him out. Surely,
it would have got some sort of payout, but not 3 year payout.
Mm.
But that, and I mean, not really. So I was scratching my head to see.
A number of players were going to leave.
I believe up to a dozen could have gone. They weren't happy.
Gee.
It's sad, isn't it?
Players. Don't they control the situation? How many times over the years?
But maybe if he wasn't cutting it, like they'd had Roy Laird for, 17 years?
Correct.
And a new guy comes in, probably tries to do. He did his apprenticeship under Mark Williams, didn't he, at Werribee?
Yes, he did, yeah.
And he's so enthusiastic when he come here. Just wanted to do this and that. But
it lasted 1 year.
Yeah, and then Sturt coach is gone too, Marty Matner, but Paul Thomas will be the new coach, which is, I'm sure he'll fit in. I think
exactly.
He won 6 or 7 flags for them.
And what about Mickey Godden going back to coach the Crows in the Sample after being sacked?
He's a
lovely man, Mickey Godden.
Yeah, but he wants to stay in footy, and Ken, I think your options are getting lower and lower, given the fact they're cutting coaches left, right, and centre.
Yeah, but how can you sack him on one hand and then on the other hand?
They had to make change, they did, don't you think? And coaching a reserve side is not exactly coaching the league side.
Well, it's not coaching the league side, but
but no one's saying it's Mickey Godden's fault the Crows were down the bottom.
Not at all, but if you sack him from the club, to me it's
well, they let him go, didn't they?
Well, it's the same.
Let him go.
No, let's
Ben
be
Hart,
honest.
Same.
They let him go. They sacked him.
Can they had to make Crows had to make change given what's happened in the last year?
But you know, they've done a backflip and said, no, come back. We want you to coach the reserve.
I don't think he's
doesn't sit right. With
if you want to use the word sacked on his performance he put in every week, I don't think that Crows let all these players go. I think they were dealt a fairly poor hand at the start of the year when you let 10 or 11 players go, and a couple of them, I saw Hughie Greenwood had 11 votes in the
Brownlow.
Yep. Alex Keith had a reasonable year. Ellis Yeoman played for the Brisbane.
Look, I'm a Mickey Godden fan, and irrespective of what some people will tell you, I thought he did a terrific job.
But change had to be made.
Yeah, but
I would have bet London to a brick that he would have gone and even Ben Hart, maybe even more. Because they had to sweep the cupboard bare, and it's been one of my criticisms of Adelaide, is that they always seem to go from within. The lads that either played or South Australians, and you can't tell me every decent coach is from South Australia.
No, not at all, no.
Port Adelaide have gone back to Montgomery, who was a player, and Schofield, but they've both gone away to do their,
correct,
haven't they?
Yeah.
Michael Voss coached a team on his own right. Ken Hinckley's come from interstate. So why have Adelaide always had the, and internally as well?
Yeah.
Don't you see it?
I couldn't believe him when I read it, that Mickey Godden back coaching the side in the Sample.
But he needs to, you know, put food on the table too.
Well, yeah, but there are a lot.
Are you saying, who are you more surprised, Mickey accepting it or the Crows offering it?
No, I'm surprised the Crows offered it.
Okay.
After they let him go from the club. And I was in sympathy for Mickey Godden when that happened. Lo and behold, a month later, he's back.
Do you think there could have been a clause, hey, Mick, look, we don't know what... We don't know, due to COVID, whether we'll have a team in there. Now, Port Adelaide are going to have a team.
They're always going to have a side, Wilds, Port and the Crows.
Maybe they said this could be your job.
Well, they should have held fire.
Hey, Cage, what's our poll tonight?
No, I can't do this. Because I can't follow Blighty. Blighty always does this.
Sometimes you have to get out of your comfort zone and sit in Malcolm Blight's throne.
We're talking about the king here. I'm just...
He'll be listening too. He'll be on his app listening, so don't stuff it up.
Okay.
Our poll.
For Australian Made, the Australian Made logo, Be sure it's Aussie, whatever you do. Look for the green and gold Aussie-made logo to be sure it's authentically Australian-made.
Oh, well, there you go. You got a point.
Oh, no, I can't do that.
You actually read that better than Blighty normally does.
No, I didn't, Blighty. You read it far better than me. Now, the poll is...
The poll is who will be more influential in tomorrow's grand final? Now, two fairly significant players here.
Now, what about the polls thus far?
Dangerfield, so they've gone on your side, 60%. Dustin Martin, 40%.
Whoa.
But I think they'll both contribute whatever. They very rarely play a poor game, both of them. They're so hard to corral. Really are. You'd be pleased. You know, Shane Edwards, Greg Edwards' son, what a career he's had.
Well, you know what I'd be doing? Now, I don't know whether he's under
tagging him or...
No,
or
not bagging him.
Trying to get him back.
I would.
But why would you leave... He's 32, settled in Melbourne.
I don't care.
260 games.
Mate, he's
Premiership's coming out of his...
He's 32, but he's still... Well,
he's a good player.
Wonderful player. Speed, kicks goals, exciting.
One of the finals... Might have been the Crows one. He could have won the Norm Smith himself.
Exactly.
Played a really good game, and Martin got it. But
he's had a terrific career. So talented. Absolutely talented.
You look at their side, and as I said, you take it off to dimmer the fact they all play the team way.
You know who I love along those lines?
In their side, or?
In the Richmond side is Hooley.
Oh, Basher Hooley.
I love the way he plays. He is a team player. And how many times have you seen him hurt aside coming off the halfback flank?
He's almost worth tagging, playing and negating. It might be Dowhouse or someone takes that role.
Yeah.
Because if you let him go
with his
disposal,
he'll
cut you to pieces. Yeah. You should make a coach. I like some of your other suggestions.
Coach.
Hey?
I'm struggling to do what I'm doing, let alone coach.
And the jury's out. We'll speak next week, you and I, and see if this night grand final want to be a success.
Well, I'm not an.
If it's wet, cold, and slippery,
I'm not for a night grand final. I'm a traditionalist, because if we see the rain come in Brisbane, which is forecast, the spectacle's going to be not that
good. Do me a favour. Don't have too many white wines before the game starts.
Well, I'll have
it. Is this later, Ken?
No.
Kenny, it's later.
But I've got to get lubricated so I can get my voice going.
Oh, you'll do that. We've got to take a break too. We're going to try and get a winner in the Cox Plate, Miles Fitzroy.
What a great race. What a great weekend of sport.
Oh, it is too. And for energy from an Australian-owned company, you can switch to Lumo SA today. Call 131-5866. Time now for a Bristol-made Sea Coffee break.
For Kia, the all-new Kia Sorento has landed. Lumo Energy SA. Energy from an Australian-owned company, that's Lumo SA. And OTR. Get Mo's traditional dog every day for $3 at OTR.
Yeah, KG and Will's talking about Mo's $3 traditional dog. KG, you'd love that. The hot dog, mouth-watering Frankfurt, made of local ingredients, get it at OTR.
Nothing better than a hot dog, Will's.
You got to have sauce on, don't you?
No, I don't like sauce.
Oh, God, you're
with just a hot dog in the long roll.
Oh, you with Malcolm.
Might have a little bit of mustard. A little bit.
Straight the nostrils.
Lovely.
All right, let's try and find a winner. This man knows all about racing.
The last time I was with you and we spoke to Miles, he picked two winners.
Yeah, he put in a bit more for you, I think, than normal. But, Miles, how are you going?
Yeah, good, thank you, KG. Wills, you're my lucky charm, KG. I reckon I've got another two for you at Morphettville Parks on Saturday. So.
Oh, I love it.
Hey, Miles, can we just look at the Cox Plate? And I'm not sure about the weather conditions. I know there was
wet
forecast rain and hail and all this sort of thing. Who does that affect when you look at, you know, a horse like Acadia Queen, Russian Camelot? Who does it help? Who does it hinder?
It probably hinders those two. I've still got them in my numbers, but it helps the horses like Sir Dragonet and Buckhurst, you know, those European horses that are used to those softer and heavier type tracks. Now, they're currently running on a good three at Moonee Valley tonight, and they're running some races nearly inside track record time. So the track's very quick, but I've got my numbers allowing for a little bit of rain anyway, so I'm leaning towards Arcadia Queen at $6 to beat Sir Dragonet at $12. Russian Camelot to run third at $4.60. And then Buckhurst at $13 now that it's got a run. But I'll be playing with box trifectas, Wields and KG. So I'm going to mix my numbers up. It'll be 9, 7, 11 and 15 for mine.
Miles, the run of Acadia Queen to run past Russian Camelot, diminish Russian Camelot in any way with excuses? Did it have the better run? How did you see that race?
Yeah, look, it was the Ned Stakes. Arcadia Queen, she's a superstar. Like, return to form for her. Look, maybe Russian Camelot needed that extra run. Horses, sometimes you just never know where the trainers are setting him for that race or the one after. And look, you know, Danny O'Brien might have had Russian Camelot set for the Cox Plate as its grand final, and you just never know that. But she ran past it and ran past the horse well. Russian Camelot had every chance to win that race. That's why I'm still leaning towards Arcadia Queen. These distance races, you got to stick to what you know and stick to the form lines. I'm not going to back her outright. As I said, I'm just going to include Arcadia Queen, Russian Camelot, Sir Dragonet and Buckhurst in my multiples, and then I'll box them all up in trifectas trying to get a bit of value, because really it's a match race between the two at the top. And but if they get a bit of rain, I think Sir Dragonet can actually run a race. I've already backed that horse for the Melbourne Cup.
Now, Miles, am I right or wrong, but the Cox Plate, in my view, is my favourite race. You've got the Caulfield Cup, you've got the Everest, you've got the Melbourne Cup and so forth. I reckon this event, the Cox Plate, is the hardest race to win.
Absolutely. People in the racing world know that the Cox Plate's the hardest race to win. It's the best race pound for pound.
Correct.
It's normally the better quality race, because not all horses can run 2 mile like the Melbourne Cup. 2,040 metres. You've got to be in the right position. The field's never massive like the Melbourne Cup, so every horse can normally get a chance, and therefore you don't rely on luck in the run or a barrier. You know, Russian Camelot's drawn the car park in 15, but still, you know, it's going to start favourite or second favourite. So, yeah, undoubtedly, anyone in racing, if you're all out there listening, don't let anyone tell you the Melbourne Cup's the best race in Australia. The Cox Plate is the best race in Australia, hands down.
And, Miles, is that because you have to be part sprinter, part stayer? Is that 2K, around the 2Ks rather than the 3.2 or 2.4? You need certainly a big turn of speed, but also the staying part as well.
Yeah, it is. Just a lot more horses are probably bred in that slot, really, Wills, you know, that mile and a quarter. So, it's just one of those races that, being weight for age as well, as the older horses get more weight, the younger horses get a weight reprieve. You don't get the better horses just handicapped right out of the race. It depends on their age. So it's always been the best race, but there's a lot more horses. You know, the best horses in the world will come here for that, not necessarily the Melbourne Cup.
Exactly. Now, Miles, the last time we spoke, you did me a favour. You gave me two winners. What about Moorfield tomorrow? Can you give me another two?
I've got two, and I'm pretty confident we're at Morganville Parks tomorrow, gents. So I'm going to go with, I've got two best bets, no values. So I'm going to go race two, number three, a horse called You Had Me at Hello. Now, to McAvoy runner that looks well-placed here. Second at Morganville on the 10th of October with a wide gate. Had an even wider run that time. Look, went down by half the length, but was massive late. Up to 1,400, drops 4 kilos. Huge show. It might be short, but I'm happy to slap it, and you can roll it into the next one too. But race two, number three, You Had Me at Hello.
And your next one, you got race five, is it?
Yep, race five, number nine, a horse called Fearless Vision. Now, I interviewed Michael Hickmott today for another program, and it won here two starts ago, beating BOK, which subsequently rolled You Had Me at Hello last start. The second run after that, don't worry about it. It's 52 kilos with the claim and gate one. Michael Hickmott said it's his best of the day. Hickmott and Eaton flying, striking at 35%. I'm happy to slap it again. If you want to put the two in together, you're going to get close to $2 and $3. You get $6 for the two of them. But it's as confident as I'm going in any race meeting these two tomorrow, I can tell you.
Well, I tell you what, Miles, on the way home, I'm going to the TAB, mate, because I won't have time tomorrow morning. I'm going to have one up, all up the other, mate.
That's it, and hopefully you're my good luck, KG. We go two from two again.
Good stuff. Miles fits in there. Always gives a good presentation of what's to come. And, yeah, I agree, Ken, the Cox Plate, so hard to win.
Oh, it is. Well,
Hilda Skelter, isn't it?
I was watching it last night, and Sunline.
Northerly won a couple, didn't it?
Northerly, Sunline, Might and Power, and that is a tough race. And, of course, Winks won four.
Yeah, Melbourne 15 degrees and showers tomorrow. The teams have come through, both teams unchanged.
Would that be a first?
Well, for both coming to grand final. Remember they made the late change. Pickett came in, Marley and Pickett came in last year.
Yeah.
Normally there's a change between one, either through injury or
whatever.
But I reckon Pickett's a little bit lucky. He was the one that came in last year and completely took everyone by surprise. But against Port Adelaide,
you weren't happy?
He was poor, almost, I'd say, shirked the issue, got out of the way a couple of times. And And we very rarely call that these days because everyone's so courageous, like Brad Ebert. We saw that
last. How good is that? Yeah.
But I reckon, yeah, he might have been told, I think, you go a bit harder, otherwise you won't be playing. Hardwick likes all of the players to go hard.
You're going to have to be hard tomorrow with the rain around at the Gabba, mate. I can tell you right here now, it won't be pitter-patter stuff.
We got Tom Lonigan coming up shortly too. Tom, also a Kidney Foundation advocate, so have a good chat there.
Can you believe the poll at the moment when we said who will be more influential in tomorrow's grand final? See, the people love this man, Patrick Dangerfield. 62 say Patrick Dangerfield, 38 Dustin Martin. Now, they're both champions.
Yeah, well, they are from South Australia. Okay, Ken, up next, Geelong Premiership player Tom Lonigan, thanks to Tyre Power. Big footy final sale on right now. KGM Worlds, this is Sports Day SA.
Sports Day for Kia. The all-new Kia Sorento has landed. Lumo Energy SA. Energy from an Australian-owned company, that's Lumo SA. And OTR. Get Moe's traditional dog every day for $3 at OTR.
Welcome back to Sports Day SA. David Wilde and KG tonight, but we're going to talk about kidney health, and they've got the inaugural Kidney Health Red Sox Appeal. It's in November 2020. It's a great cause, and I just found out today, too, that people can have kidney disease and they can lose up to 90% of their kidney function before any symptoms are apparent. Well, let's welcome he's not so young now, but he's a young man when he lost a kidney playing footy. Knows all about that. We can welcome Tom Lonigan. Tom, thanks for your time.
Oh, thanks, David. Good to be with you.
Mate, just explain the kidney health, what's all about. It's about the Red Sox, but obviously you'd be a keen advocate and get people to support it. Just let us know what's going on in that department.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Kidney Health Australia asked me to come on board to help them promote a brand new fundraising event. It's called the Kidney Health Red Sox Appeal. The appeal, it's really important this year given the fact that their major key fundraising event, the Big Red Kidney Walk, was cancelled due to COVID. So I guess we're trying to reach out to the kidney community and others to help raise vital funds for the programs and also awareness-raising activities. We're just asking people to jump on to kidney.org.au/Red Sox Appeal and get on, have a look. All the information's on there. As you mentioned earlier, it's an insidious disease that can come with little or no warning. And the acute injury that I suffered is a risk factor for kidney disease. So there's plenty of information on that website. We ask everyone to get on and have a look.
So, Tom, it can be a silent killer if you don't get the symptoms early. So you'd recommend people just going to have a check anyhow. You can do that through blood tests and other ways.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. You can go to see your GP. As I mentioned, kidney.org.au, there's a fair bit of information on there. Just a couple of stats. 1.7 Australians are affected by kidney disease and 1.5 million aren't even aware that they are living with the early signs. So it's like you mentioned before, it's an insidious disease and, high risk factors of kidney disease are obviously diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, family history, obesity, over 60-year-old. So there's plenty of risk factors there. So get in and see GP or jump on, as I mentioned, kidney.org.au and have a look at all the information there.
Tom, how have you been? I remember your collision in the mid-2000s, nasty one. We didn't think you'd play again. You went on to play 200 games and a premiership and carved out a marvellous career. Have you had any lingering effects from that? Because you lost a kidney, didn't you?
Yeah, I did lose a kidney. I'm one of the lucky ones. Obviously, I had the initial time post the injury. Had quite a bit of blood loss as well during the operation. So the kidney come out. Obviously, had to repair myself and was on some medication for a period of time post, but I was lucky. I was 22 and a young, fit, healthy guy. So I managed to get off the medication pretty quickly and getting back to living a normal life relatively quickly. But no side effects since retiring. And I think the key thing for me is just living a balanced lifestyle of exercise and healthy diet.
I think it's amazing what you achieved after that. Fantastic. And the boys, some of your old teammates are going up, lining up for a grand final this week. You played a lot of footy with Ablett and Selwood, Harry Taylor, Hawkins, and I think Mitch Duncan was just a young man back in 11. But isn't it great to see the Cats back there?
Oh, it is. It is, Dave. It's probably been a long time coming. In the last 6 or 7 years, we've just faltered at the penultimate game in the prelim a number of times. I think it was a big relief for, well, certainly the players and the club, but also the supporters to see us get through to the grand final this week. And, look, I think they're a real, real red-hot chance. I think they're playing some terrific footy, and I think they've probably played the best football out of any team this year on their given day. So it's going to be a tough match. We know about Richmond, but I think the Cats will get past them.
Becoming a destination club, Tom, a danger. But obviously went back home, but Jeremy Cameron wants to go there. We're hearing other players want to get down to the Cattery. What makes it such a solid club? You've obviously been successful for so many years, but what do you think is... It's quite unique, isn't it, in the fact that you're out of Melbourne?
Yeah, you're right. Look, what makes it so unique is you've got the coast only 20 minutes away. You can live in Torquay. You can live in Bowen Heads, Ocean Grove. You could go and buy a property like I think I've heard Jeremy's going to do. Tommy Hawkins lives 10 minutes out of Geelong on a 200-acre property. So I guess getting around so easy, he's 10, 15 minutes from the footy club, yet when he's out at home, he probably thinks he's miles and miles away from anywhere. So it's just a great lifestyle, obviously a family, great for a young bringing up young kids as well with the schools and education here. But I guess most importantly, it's the footy club and Brian Cook and Chris Scott and the key stakeholders in there, that their, ability to build a culture like they have and the players that they've brought through and, just passed on that culture and that way, the Geelong way of doing it. It's quite infectious, and I think a lot of people just crave success, and it's a good club where you have a lot of fun, but you also held to account, and success is high up on the pedestal of what things they want to achieve.
There's only been a couple of coaches in a long time, Bomber Thompson, Chris Scott. You had both of them. Chris Scott got a flag in 11, hopefully gets his second one Saturday. Are they similar, or are they completely different as coaches, those two?
Oh, look, I can only probably give my opinion, but look, I found them different. Just Bomber, what did he finish 10 years ago now? So probably coaching a slightly different era where it was more about a lot more development put into players.
Yep.
Whereas now it's sort of a bit more focused on team defence and systems and that type of thing, and the development of the players is left to the development coaches, whereas I found Bomber was he's very good at developing his players in the way he felt they needed to play football. So he spent a lot of time probably more on development rather than, the tactics side of things, whereas Chris is one of the, I think it's well known, he's one of the best tacticians in the competitions. His ability to deliver a really complicated, message really and simplify it is his greatest strength, and he's just the way he can break down an opposition team. He's just got a sharp mind and just really simplistic way of breaking an opposition team down. If you do this, you'll win, and he gets great buy-in from his players. So he sells the message very, very well. So I'm very lucky to have both coaches.
Scarlett, Enright, Mackey, Lonigan, Harry Taylor, he's still there. Can you believe the old fella's still going around?
Unbelievable. Yeah, no, he's had a great career, Harry. He's been fantastic on and off the field. He's been a tremendous leader. He's a fantastic fella. Another one of those guys, you talk about culture, well, he's played his role in that as well. helping the list transition over the last few years. He'll be sorely missed, and hopefully can go out on a really high note on Saturday night.
I guess is Tom Lonergan, Premiership player back in 2011. Before you go, Tom, I'd like you just to give us a snapshot of Gary Ablett Jr. and Joel Selwood. They've got Dangerfield now, but obviously he didn't play when you were. Ablett's still going around at 36. Selwood, 300 gamer, Mr. Courageous. Just tell us what it was like to play with those two great players.
Yeah, look, I don't think it needs to be said on how tough and courageous Joel's been throughout his career, but I think the thing for me when I think about Joel is how much he cares about his teammates, and that's what makes him such a great leader. Is obviously he's so revered, and you don't want to let him down when you're on the field, but off the field he really cares for his teammates and goes the extra mile to make sure they're okay. Feeling good about themselves. So he's just a terrific guy. And Gaz, look, he's just a freak. He's a freak of nature. He's the commentary. He's one of the greatest of all time, isn't he? Let's be honest, he's just a freak. And another just a down-to-earth guy off the field. He's a guy that... you can go and have a coffee with, and you wouldn't even know that you're having a coffee with the greatest player, one of the greatest players of all time. He's just so down to earth, and really loved my time and learned a lot from those guys, and feel very privileged to have spent some time with them both.
I reckon at training you would have seen a few party tricks when you're from Ablett, Stevie J and Jimmy Bartel, the likes of very, very good players.
Him and Stevie J used to go head to head quite a lot, whether it was trying to kick the footy in the bin or kicking around corners or table tennis or whatever it may be. They're both very, very competitive. It's very enjoyable to watch.
Tom, great to speak with you. So you'd urge everybody to get the kidneys checked out and also to support the inaugural Kidney Health Red Sox Appeal November 2020. Get behind that and help out.
Yeah, I just while I'm finishing off there, Dave, on top of that, encourage people to sign up. There's a 60-kilometre walk, run or ride challenge.
Yep.
Or if you want to do something a bit more challenging, there's a 150-kilometre bike or run for the month of November. So I'm signing up to do the 60-kilometre run, and you can support me and my efforts at that same webpage that I mentioned before, kidney.org.au/Red Sox Appeal. And just look for my name, and all the information's there. So... yeah, just encouraging as many people to get on board and help out a great charity that do lots of great work for many people within the Australian community.
Well, mate, you're a survivor, and we're very proud of your efforts. And go the Cats and get behind the Kidney Health Red Sox Appeal. Great to speak with you, Tom.
Yeah, good on you, Dave. Appreciate your time. Thanks.
Tom Lonergan, who lost a kidney playing footy. It was a sickening collision, and he went on to play 209 games, a premiership, and was one of the star backmen with that great Cats team. We're going to take a break. KG and Wilts, this is Sports Day SA.
Sports Day for Kia. The all-new Kia Sorento has landed. Lumo Energy SA. Energy from an Australian-owned company, that's Lumo SA. And OTR. Get Moe's traditional dog every day for $3 at OTR.
Welcome back to Sports Day SA, KG and Wilts. Kate, great having you here tonight,
fantastic,
as always.
Fantastic, Wilts, fantastic.
Love your work.
I'm enjoying it.
Hey, we're only, about 24 hours away from game time.
The big one.
I just hope it's not wet.
Well,
we spoke about the night grand final, the possibility of rain, and there's a severe possibility of rain. I think that would take away so much. Take away so much, don't you?
It just spoils the spectacle because you got fumbling and ball on the ground and packs. Oh God!
Yeah, I know it's a different year, but I still prefer the afternoon or late twilight, if you like.
I loved it.
You have your barbecue, as you said.
Exactly right.
Watch the game, and then you celebrate.
Exactly.
Game finishes at 10 or 11 o'clock. They'll all be drunk by then.
The problem is now, whether it be at the MCG or at the Gabba, you've got rain and thunderstorms.
Yeah.
And out the door goes the spectacle.
All right. This is the time. Your right chip. Who are you going with?
Well, I'm going for the Cats. I reckon they've got perhaps a little bit more to play for. They've got about four or five players on the age of 30 or over. It's Ablett's last game, maybe Harry Taylor's last game. And I just think the and Dangerfield has said many times this year that his career won't be what he wants if he doesn't win a premiership. Yeah. So I'm going for the Cats.
Yeah, I'm going Richmond.
Why?
I've said all year they're the best side I've seen, and to be honest, Port have beaten them, and the Crows played them, and Richmond only won by five or six goals. But I love the way they play. Now, if they can keep their hunger up, and we know they can in previous finals.
But are they as good right at this moment as they've been over the past three
maybe
years?
Not.
I don't reckon
not.
They are.
But they've beaten Geelong five of the last six outings,
correct.
Which I think
that's
is a fair way.
Yep.
And they got Dustin Martin. You've gone the Dangerfield factor. I'm going Martin. In fact, I'm going to go Dustin Martin for the third Norm Smith. I know it's an easy choice, but if they win, you'll probably get it.
Well, that's the obvious.
You'll be going for Dangerfield, wouldn't you?
Well, exactly right.
No, I reckon Richmond by a couple of goals, and if it's wet, I'm even more confident because I think Geelong do rely on that possession game, you know, me to you, back to you. You can't do that if it's wet.
Well, can I put a proviso on my mind? The same
depending
thing.
The weather?
The weather.
Of course
you can. If it's wet, I think Richmond may just get over the line. But if things are equal, if it's a fine day or whatever, I'm going for the Cats.
Tyre Power's footy finals sale. It is footy finals now on with 25% off selected Kumho tyres. Just want to play a couple of grabs too. One from... You got a feel for Brett Delidio. Played about 10 years at Richmond. Goes to the GWS. As soon as he goes, they win a premiership. He was one of their really good players for a long while.
He was a very good player.
And here's Brett on how hard it is to tag Dustin Martin.
I think it disrupts everything that your back six would be trying to do. Because he does just float between mid and forward whenever he pleases, it's like, well... You have a back six in the system that you play. If he just decides to go and play up the ground, then that backman gets taken out of position where you're relying on him, and you're relying on a midfielder to be able to come back and really quickly fill that. So I think that's probably why. But I know at the Giants we tried to match up with two players, someone in the midfield and then someone forward, and I think he played well pretty much every time we played against him. So he's just a special player.
It's hard to tag Dangerfield too, though, isn't it?
Well, he's going to have some impact on the game because he's an absolute champion. No question about that. And so will Dangerfield.
And here's a grab from the coach of Richmond. Boy, has he done a good job. Look, Ken, I was leading the chorus to probably sack him four years ago.
Yeah.
Been there a long while and not a lot.
He was gone.
Yeah.
At the door.
But to Brendan Garland and the hierarchy, they've done a fan. They backed him in.
Yep.
He's been outstanding. Here's Dimmer just on the eve of the big grand final.
Oh, look, I think, you know, finals have been built off the back of the fundamentals of the game for a long time, and I think this game will be no different. You know, the strength of Geelong is around contested ball, and, you know, it's something we do reasonably well as well, and I think we've got two really good sides that are going to go at it, and whoever's system stands up the longest will obviously come away with the thing in front of us. But I think from an overall perspective, I think it's going to be a great game of footy. You know, we're two pretty good sides that have been playing a great band of footy for a long period of time, and I'm looking forward to the challenge. You know, they've been a yardstick along with our football club for, you know, a number of years, and I think it's about time we played off in the grand final, so I'm looking forward to it.
Look, I rate Dimmer. I'm stating the obvious, but just the way that he handles himself at press conferences. He's got a bit of sense of humour. He doesn't give you the
quite measured, isn't he?
He's very measured. Doesn't give you the party line. I like Damien.
You know, I honestly believe the best two sides have made the grand final.
On. What about Port?
No, I had Port
Minor
3
premiers.
And Brisbane 4.
Did you?
Yeah, I've always felt, you know, until you get to finals, you don't know how good you are. Port Adelaide had an amazing season. Ken Hinckley's coach of the year. Amazing, but they couldn't get it done on their home turf.
Two home finals. Every player fit.
And to be honest, their last quarter was perhaps their worst quarter they played for
correct.
A long while. Had Richmond kick straight, could have been even a,
yep.
A more there.
Yep.
So,
yeah, pickle.
The all-new game-changing Kia Sorento has landed. Find out more at kia.com.au. Just as we leave, did I hear that Gary Ayres was interested in the North Melbourne job? Now, Gary Ayres, to his credit, has been champion of the game, Hall of Famer, coached Geelong.
Great player.
Wonderful player, coached Crows, but that was a long while ago.
It is.
And Ken, there's a lot of youngsters out there that I think you'd be looking to.
But can you beat experience? He's been coaching Port Melbourne in the VFL for
surely yonks. Not.
But can you beat experience?
Would you go back
I
there?
I think he was just asked. He didn't sort of promote himself. He was asked the question, I think.
What about Jared Schofield, Brett Montgomery, Nathan Bassett, these guys that have been right in the mix?
Yeah, no question.
Yeah,
they're the next generation.
That's why I go. Ken, great to have you on tonight.
Fantastic.
As always.
Work.
And
I've loved it.
You're back tomorrow morning with Cornsy, but I will return with Malcolm Blight on Monday. Blighty, of course, presenting the Jock McHale medal. Now,
this seat doesn't... I can never get comfortable.
It can't quite fit it,
no,
can you?
No, it's Malcolm
Cushion, Blight. You've had cushions
Blighty
on.
Blighty is the problem.
Yeah, he's a king.
Well, he's always been the
it's
king.
It's very hard to sit on the throne like that, KG. Wow, even when he's not here. All right, that's it for us. KG and Worlds. I'll be back on Monday between 6 and 7. Bye for now.
Sports Day for Kia. The all-new Kia Sorento has landed. Lumo Energy SA. Energy from an Australian-owned company, that's Lumo SA. And OTR. Get Moe's traditional dog every day for $3 at OTR.